Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show, broadcasting from the Green Things Socolo Village Studios. It's Thursday, May 26th. Bill's on vacation. I'm Ben Bueller Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio, heard on various stations around the country, but Saturdays at noon right here on KVOI. This weekend is Memorial Day. From my perspective as a civilian who's worked to support our military for over four decades, I'm starting to see a little bit of a drift that folks seem to have forgotten the reason for this holiday. Today, we're looking to maybe help solve that a little bit. We're going to share several different perspectives with you that hopefully will serve as a reminder of why we do what we do on this weekend. If you'd like to interact, give us a call on the Buckmaster Live Line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. That number is 790-2040. Our first guest today is Eric Enquist. Eric is a 1997 graduate of West Point and Vice President of Brand Management for USAA. If you're not familiar with USAA, and who isn't, they're one of our nation's leading providers of insurance, financial, and retirement solutions to more than 13 million members of our military and veteran communities. Eric, thanks for joining us today on the Buckmaster Show.
Ben, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me. And thanks for all you do to educate everyone on the true meaning behind Memorial Day.
Well, and happy 100th birthday. Well, not just to clarify, not to you, Eric, but to USAA is celebrating its 100th birthday this year.
Yes.
Outstanding.
We are in June.
And well, you know, actually, I've got a 100-year-old D-Day veteran coming on my show in a couple of weeks, so I guess it's not beyond possibility that I could have a 100-year-old on, but a 100-year-old company is just as good. Now, Eric, for those who aren't familiar, tell us the story behind the poppy as a symbol of Memorial Day.
Certainly. Well, the red poppy is the national symbol of remembrance for not just the United States, but really recognized globally. And it really was born out of World War One, when a Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, who was a Canadian doctor, lost a dear friend in the battle in Belgium. And when he went to visit the battlefield, he was taken aback by the beautiful red poppies that grew among the war-torn earth. And he wrote a poem called In Flanders Fields, memorializing the loss of not just his friend, but all soldiers during World War One. And it so inspired a woman in America named Moena Michael. She was an American professor and volunteered at the YWCA. And she wrote a response poem calling We Shall Keep the Faith. And she vowed to wear a red poppy as a symbol of remembrance. And she campaigned to have the red poppy adopted as that national symbol of remembrance. And fast forward from then to 1920, the National American Legion Conference actually adopted the symbol of remembrance as the American poppy. And now when we celebrate Memorial Day, it often is partnered with people wearing poppies on their lapels.
Yeah, and it's not unusual. You'll see either the veterans selling those as a fundraiser, or you might see somebody just on the street wearing it on their lapel. And gosh, I can tell you, Eric, for years as a kid, I had no idea what that meant, but I knew there was more than one person wearing it that day, and it struck me. So you, USAA, through the Poppy Wall of Honor, has taken that concept and expanded it, I don't know, 645,000-fold. You are the sponsor. You're presenting the Poppy Wall of Honor on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this weekend. 133 feet long, 8.5 feet tall, 645 poppy flowers. That's absolutely striking.
Yes, sir. It really started several years ago as an internal employee commemoration or remembrance during Memorial Day week. And we since saw the value and the opportunity to take this in a more public sense to educate the public around the sheer volume of sacrifice that our service members have given their lives in defense of the freedoms that we take, for granted oftentimes, because I think as you mentioned at the start of this, Memorial Day and the true essence behind the holiday or long weekend has been largely lost and not acknowledged. But as you mentioned, that 133-foot long wall, clear acrylic, contains 645,000 poppies. Each one of those poppies represents a fallen service member in defense of our country since World War One.
And that, well, you talk about getting people's attention, but I suppose that's the point of all this, isn't it?
That is the point. It's hard to reconcile what the sheer number of 645,000 and the magnitude of that. When you walk down one side of the wall and you begin to learn about the history of the poppy that I just talked about, the battles in World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Korea, and into the Cold War and beyond, and most recently in Afghanistan and Iraq. They talk about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women over the course of those conflicts. When you round the corner and then come down the 133 feet that stands 9 feet above you, full of these poppies, it really does create an emotional impact and contextualizes the sheer number of individuals who have given their last full measure for our country.
Now, Eric, I don't know how many Tucsonans pack up and go back to D.C. for the Memorial Day holiday. I know a lot of them get in their vehicles or get on a plane and fly to San Diego. You've also got two other exhibits. They're in San Diego. It's in coordination with the USS Midway Museum, which is a great museum if folks haven't visited. And then also at the National Veterans Memorial Museum in Columbus, correct?
That's correct. This year is the first time we have two mobile exhibits. They are smaller in scale, but it's still impactful and educational nonetheless. As you said, it's on the deck of the USS Midway, and it has been there since the 19th of May. And we're also honored to be at the National Veterans Memorial and Museum. We will be there through Labor Day weekend. So if you're in either Columbus or San Diego, I would certainly encourage you to visit. People can also visit virtually. If they visit usaa.com/Memorial Day, they can visit the site to learn more about the history of Memorial Day. They can post about how they have been impacted by lost service members and their families or friends and that they're aware of, commemorate what they're honoring and their sacrifice over the weekend, tag it on social media with Poppy in Memory, or visit a VFW or American Legion post in your local area, and they give free poppies out, as you said, to put on your lapel. And it's oftentimes a great conversation starter with anyone on the street to let them know what the true meaning behind Memorial Day is as we go about our lives enjoying the advent of summer.
You know, Eric, it's kind of a local joke here that maybe a full third of Tucson packs up and moves to San Diego for the summer because it gets so darn hot here in the desert. But so definitely I encourage folks to visit the USS Midway. And I did go look at your website. Again, folks, that's usaa.com/Memorial Day. I'm a big believer in the power of storytelling, and I know that having Gold Star family members share that story of the loved one they lost is just a key element in bridging the gap of understanding between the 1% who served and the 99% of the rest of us. So I'd encourage everybody listening to these messages, go to that website. You don't have to write a novel. Just post a little bit about that person. You know, they say as long as we mention their name, they're never really forgotten. But then also, there's a suggestion there about folks engaging in a program called the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. Tell us a little more about that, if you would.
That's right. USAA has partnered for several years with TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program Survivors. It supports the families of the fallen, those lost both in peacetime and in war, for service members and the children of service members who've lost a parent. They do a tremendous service in assisting those families and getting them back to normal and engaging them with other service members that can help with coping and supporting them through their significant times of need. And so I do encourage people to reach out if they're so inclined to help support some of those programs as well if they want to do something more tangible over this weekend.
Eric, a lot of folks may not know, but USAA was founded by veterans. And so I guess the short answer to my question is, why? That's pretty obvious. But just from your perspective, as far as this Memorial Day, the Poppy Wall of Honor, you mentioned you've done it for a number of years now. Why does that program stand out specifically to you as a veteran for any reason?
It does. It means a lot to me personally, both as my history and having served in the military. Lost a number of classmates since the global war on terror began and we graduated. And then as an employee, it's an honor to work for a company that serves the military community. USAA is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. We were founded in San Antonio, Texas by a group of 25 Army officers who decided to mutually insure one another because the traditional insurance carriers of the day deemed them too high risk. And so fast forward now, as you mentioned, we serve more than 13 million people in the military community. Those are those currently serving. Those are veterans and their family members. And so it's serving the military is in our DNA. Memorial Day is just one specific occasion where we can remember and really honor those who have given their lives in defense of our country and help educate others in the meaning behind the holiday.
Eric, that was some of the best advice I ever got from a four-star general was to not do math in public. So I won't do the math on your graduation in 1997. But have you seen a change in our nation's conscience with regard to this ultimate sacrifice by these families just in that course of time when you first took the oath?
Oh, I'll tell you, in the last 25 years, it's amazed. I've been fortunate enough to continue to work with the Academy, mentoring future prospective candidates, helping recruit for the Academy. And I'll tell you that those that are being recruited for the service academies are head and shoulders above where I was 25 years ago. This is an amazing bunch of individuals who are willing in today's day and age to raise their hand and put their lives on the line. I do think that you touch on something of significance, and that is that there may be a lack of awareness or true understanding about the true meaning of the holiday. And so as normally we would view Memorial Day as the advent of summer, our kids are getting out of school, enjoying summer vacation, going to parks and beaches and lakes and backyard barbecues, spending time with friends and family, which is perfectly acceptable and quite frankly, well needed as we kind of continue to emerge from the pandemic. What we're asking is that just everyone take a moment, a small moment, to think about the true meaning behind the holiday and recall the significant sacrifice of the 645,000 service members since World War I that has provided for those freedoms that we enjoy this weekend and every day thereafter.
I couldn't agree more. There's something like 560,000 minutes in a year. Folks can sacrifice 1 minute to recognize those that sacrifice the rest of their life. Eric Enquist, USAA, thank you so much for joining us here on the Buckmaster Show today, and thank you so much for what USAA does to continue to support military families.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the Buckmaster Show has been presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. That's the home of the Danish Kringle here in Tucson. Whether you're planning something special for Memorial Day weekend or just want an everyday treat, Mona's should be part of that equation. Orders can be placed online at monasdanishbakery.com, or why not stop by for the daily breakfast special? Their summer hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. monasdanishbakery.com. Coming up, we'll talk with two representatives of a group that is building an Arizona Heroes Memorial in Oro Valley. Stick around.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rieto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ben Bueller-Garcia sitting in for Bill. We're doing a special Memorial Day broadcast here from the Green Things Circle of Village Studios. If you'd like to interact, give us a call on the Buckmaster Live Line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. That number is 790-2040. We're going to continue the Memorial Day theme today with two folks that are involved with the Arizona Heroes Memorial, Vicki Schutman, who is Vice President, and Lisa Hopper, Executive Director of Arizona Heroes Memorial. You can learn more, visit azheroesmemorial.org. Now, I think we're doing a little bit of pass the phone back and forth here, so we'll see how this works out. But Lisa, let's start out with you. What is the history of the project and why here in Southern Arizona?
Thank you, Ben, for having us on. Well, the Arizona has a rich history of heroism that demonstrates in time of war, responding to disasters and now a pandemic. And so repeatedly, Arizona has courageously stepped forward to volunteer in the face of any threat, bravely defend all of who live in our community, state, and nation. And so that's really how the core of where we're at.
Now, Lisa, you're a veteran yourself, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. I am.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do it because that's one thing I tell people, please, on Memorial Day, do not thank a veteran. That's not the day for that. That's Veterans Day or any other day of the year, frankly, other than Memorial Day. Vicki, over to you. A little bit about the, you know, Lisa touched on just that, and Southern Arizona has a huge history of military tradition, but this is really a statewide memorial. It's a memorial for all of Arizonans, correct?
Yes, it is. It definitely is. You know, the Arizona is a home to millions of these heroes, right? Mm-hmm. All over Arizona. And it's for their service and their sacrifice of the past and of the present. So we felt that Arizona really needs a place to honor, reflect, celebrate, and education. And the reason real specifically for the education is our kids are not hearing the stories in schools as much as they used to, and we don't want those stories to get lost. And so we felt like the Arizona Hero Memorial, this region alone in Southern Arizona, has 400,000 active military and veterans and first responders, and of course now our healthcare workers. So it will be uniquely a very active location. And I think it will, being where the setting is, you know, looking at Push Ridge and the Catalinas, it's going to be emotionally impact every visitor, regardless where they're from and whether their age or the reason that they choose to visit. It'll definitely draw visitors from all over the state, the nation, and I quite frankly think the world.
Now, both of you were very kind to show me. I've seen the architects and the artist's rendition of what this memorial looked like, and it's frankly, it itself is stunning, but the location just augments that, stunning times two, if you will. But this, now this will be open to the community as a whole, right? You mentioned education. There'll be, if I'm not mistaken, there'll be areas where folks can interact and learn, but then other organizations can maybe just come in and set up and do events there as well, or?
Yes. You know, we do have that amphitheater there that it can be for any kind of celebration. It could be for a memorial of a loved one. And, you know, being a military spouse and things that my husband and I had to do, there was never a place like this that you could go and honor those folks. Or what a better venue to go and do promotions, whether it be police, whether it be first responders, whether it be your healthcare workers. The venue is just spectacular.
And where are you? Well, I'm getting a little, I'll get ahead of myself. And one thing I want to clarify, it's nice that you mentioned this is not just veterans, but first responders and the healthcare workers. And goodness knows what our communities have been through over the course of the last 24 months or so. They're definitely frontline heroes, too.
That's correct. And I think it's truly important that, you know, as we move forward into these service industries, we want to have also a place where our younger generations, our full generations can actually experience what they represent to other people. And again, you know, going back to the historical value, it's not just about that. It's also about educating our future workers in these industries. And so, and that's why it's a living memorial.
One of the things, Ben, is, you know, when we have made our reach out to the members of our heroes, the response has been incredible from each of their groups and even their families. So when you asked about healthcare workers, you know, this group certainly has earned our respect. They have shown up every day during the pandemic, regardless of all their personal risks. The inclusion of this group in Heroes is definitely long overdue. You know, 9/11 changed everything, where we're now, our military and our veterans are now co-working with our first responders. And those families don't always feel, you know, very supported as much as they deserve. And they are so thrilled to be able to have a place where they can be recognized for their contributions to the safety of our community, of our state, of your neighbor next door. You know, it's really kind of neat. And, of course, the branches of the services are just thrilled to actually have a place where they can go and reflect.
Sure. Now, I tell you, where are we in the process? How soon can Southern Arizona's or folks from around Arizona, or you mentioned maybe even internationally, come and visit this project? Where are you in the planning and construction phase of this project?
So we just finished phase one, which is actually, the pandemic actually did set us back a couple of years, as did everybody else. But back on track, all of the organizations that committed to supporting and getting it to the next level, phase two, are on board. So we are currently in our capital campaign, where we need to raise funding in order to build the actual site. So phase one is the part where you design it, you get all of your supporters and a lot of your in-kind donors that are providing the services for free for us, and all the renderings, because there is a lot of work that goes into not just the design of the memorial, but also the land has to be excavated. We're planning on turning dirt in 2023. And so we're very excited about that, because I think that everything will just bloom to one. As you know, Naranja Park is currently being renovated as well on the back end. I want to make it clear that this project is completely independent of the Naranja Park build out for the splash pad and the other things. So that's why we are a public private partnership with the communities, and that's why we need your support.
Now, again, folks, I'd encourage you to visit azheroesmemorial.org to find out more about the project. Please share the story of the project. But what other ways can people help to support this project? Obviously, financial contributions. Can you use volunteers? Are you not there yet? Or just give us the quick rundown.
Yes, we actually are there. We'd like to hear individuals that would like to help with our Give a Thank You Pledge project throughout the state of Arizona. I mean, this is a very important part where we want to have every person and every generation participate in this, because this is about our community. And Arizona, I know, is such an incredibly giving community, but we do take volunteers, because we have things that people can do, but I like to talk to them one-on-one. And we're also participating in putting together our ambassador programs and our junior ambassador programs for educational programs for the next year. So we're very excited about all of this lively movement into the future of the memorial.
Well, Vicki and Lisa, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this. I tell you, I personally, as someone who supports the military and first responder communities, I guess I need to step it up with the healthcare workers a little bit. But I'm very excited about this, and thank you for sharing this story with us here on the Buckmaster Show today.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Again, visit azheroesmemorial.org to find out more about that project. Coming up here on the Buckmaster Show, I'm going to introduce you to Real Peach. Sometimes some of the best inspiration comes out of left field, in this case, almost literally. Tracy Pulaski is coming up next on this Memorial Day special Buckmaster Show. If you'd like to give us a call, 790-2040. More to come.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade, using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ben Bueller Garcia sitting in for Bill. For Memorial Day, why not pick up a live living cactus from Green Things and plant it in memory of someone who gave the ultimate sacrifice? Visit the good folks at Green Things, located at 3384 East River Road, just west of Brandy Fenton Park. Since 1970, they've been Tucson's go-to place for all things plants. While you're there, don't forget to check out the fine furniture and art at Socolow Village Studios. Explore your options for both on the web at greenthingsaz.com and socolowvillage.com. Folks, it's a jam-packed show, but that doesn't mean we don't want you to interact. Feel free to give us a call on the Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management line, 790-2040. One never knows where inspiration is going to come from. For me, actually, it was an email from a company called Henry Rifles that introduced me to something called Shooter Girl Jewelry. Joining us today is a creative mind and hands behind these unique pieces of wearable art, Tracy Pulaski. Tracy, welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, you know, it's interesting. I was a firefighter for a number of years, and we used a tool called a Pulaski. Are you getting royalties from that?
Sometimes I do.
Okay, well, nice to know. So, Tracy, thanks for joining us here on this Memorial Day show. And I tell you, your story really jumped out of me. It really struck me. Your connection, or let's go back a little bit, your start, your husband served for 32 years, including several deployments, and you decided to do something to sort of pass the time while he was gone. And what was that?
Well, I started making jewelry, and it started out simple about 15 years ago when he was gone, and so it was good therapy, but I started incorporating bullet casings into it just to make it a little unique, and once my husband retired, we, you know, went along with that and expanded it and started going to local gun shows, and from the beginning, we wanted to give back and show our appreciation for our military families, so...
What, and I tell you, I don't know a lot about Etsy, but give us again the website for you. Where can folks see your jewelry? Because this stuff really is striking, and it's interesting to me. You almost have to, I mean, the piece itself is beautiful, and then if you take about 1/10 of a second, look closer and say, oh, I see what the base element of this art is.
So, yep, it's some people don't realize what it is until they do take a second look, and that's what's been fun about making bullet casing jewelry. And Etsy is a place for handmade items for people to shop. And so my Etsy shop on there is Shooter Girl Jewelry.
Okay, and so we've got pendants, earrings, rings. Again, it's very beautiful stuff, but Tracy, I didn't know until I talked to you, and you know, I consider myself pretty well versed, but I didn't know until I talked to you about the rifle salute, the 21 gun salute that's rendered at a military funeral. They give those casings to the surviving family members. And what really, the reason I wanted to have you on the show today is to talk about the inspiration you had about how you want to take that to the next step for those family members. Tell us that story.
Yeah, what most people don't know is that when the military honor funeral, they perform the traditional Three Valley rifle salute. A lot of people incorrectly call it the 21-gun salute, but generally the family gets to keep those casings, and we want to make them something that they can wear or carry instead of leaving them in a lost in a drawer. We'll make them into whatever they would like, and it's for free. We can cut the ends of the casings, put a birthstone crystal in the primer pocket for pendants and bracelets. We can make money clips and keychains. It's really up to the individual. And we've met a lot of people who love the idea of having something they can hold on to. They share it with their friends and family, and it also gives them something to start a conversation and share those stories, and it keeps their memories close.
And, you know, it's interesting, Tracy, so far, you're my third guest today, and that's a theme I've heard repeated over and over again, the importance of telling those stories, particularly when you consider 99% of our population didn't have the experience that you've had with your husband being, you know, in the service. And just the idea of telling those stories and having something physical that's so stunning that begins that conversation, that's a huge asset in our mission to try and bridge this gap of understanding.
Oh, yeah, and something to hold on to. It gives people some comfort. And, you know, it's just something that we feel very strong about and appreciate, you know, not just the soldier, but the family, you know, because they had sacrificed too.
What was there a particular moment that inspired you to do this, Tracy, to do this aspect, to add this free aspect of your business?
We wanted to do it from the very beginning, but, you know, being a small business, you know, it's just getting people aware of it and stuff. But I've had people contact me that, you know, wanted something made. I've put ashes in casings, which is real emotional. But, again, it's something that not a lot of people can do. And, you know, it's something that I can offer and hopefully, you know, make somebody happy.
Tracy, I want you to be very successful and to be able to continue to do what you're doing, but I'm also a little bit worried. You know, in our conversation shortly after I saw that email, you said, yeah, after Henry Rifle sent that out, I've got a 557-piece order you had to work on. You know, at what point does this become unsustainable? Or I guess you'll grow it and you'll just bring on more people. But I want to emphasize again, for any families out there listening or people who maybe know somebody, this is a service you offer free of charge. And how do they make that initial approach to you, Tracy? What works best for you?
Well, if they visit my Etsy shop, Shoot a Girl Jewelry, it's easy to message me through there. I'm also on Facebook, Shoot a Girl Ammunition Jewelry. And my email also is shootagirljewelry@gmail.com.
Okay.
And they can reach out to me, and everything is done with respect. And, you know, we listen to what somebody wants and just help guide them and give them something back that to tell them thank you.
So they're really, you're working with them on the design from the outset?
Yes.
I mean, not just the type of piece, but what it's going to look like.
Yep. So each one is unique, just as their soldier was. I mean, we've used birthstones. I can stamp their service on a little tag to go with it, their initials, their rank. It's really limitless.
And how does your husband feel about this? He's already got his military retirement, but is he expecting you to just kind of support him from here on out?
I keep him busy. He teases me that he's supposed to be retired, but I think he would be too bored. So he's busy cutting casings for me. And but this little business has really allowed us to spend that time together that we missed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really been a good thing.
And for you, what's your and your husband's perspective on Memorial Day? Tracy, I'm glad, as far as I can tell, it hasn't directly impacted you and your family, but it has many others out there. For many families, Gold Star families, Memorial Day is every day.
Yep, and we pray for them. We have a lot of respect. I mean, it takes a special person to serve our country and to give up their life for it. And, I mean, it makes, I think, each one of us proud. I mean, even if we don't know, you know, who they are, you know, we respect them and cherish what they've done for us.
Very powerful words, Tracy. Thank you. I've always felt I never served, and I felt that, you know, it's the duty of those of us who didn't to support those who do, but particularly on Memorial Day. I mean, you've heard the numbers, what, 640,000 or more since World War I have given their lives to preserve our freedom. If you want to have a barbecue, if you just want to have a quiet moment, whatever it is, they died to support your freedom to make that decision on your own. But please, please just take 1 minute to think about that. Right, Tracy?
Yes, and I think it's, 3 p.m. local time, mm-hmm. to take a moment of silence?
Correct, yeah, 3 p.m. Tracy Pulaski, thank you so much for joining us here on the Buckmaster Show. I really appreciate it. I know you're not quite a pro at doing radio yet, but I'd say you did pretty good. And Fox News and CNN, and as they're all next for you. Again, give us the website and your contact information for those military families who might want to do something extra special to memorialize the fallen.
Yep. If they go to Etsy.com and just search Shooter Girl Jewelry, they can find me there. On Facebook, Shooter Girl Ammunition Jewelry. And my email is shootergirljewelry@gmail.com. And my name is Tracy Pulaski.
Thank you so much, Tracy. And ladies and gentlemen, again, this is truly beautiful jewelry. Don't, when you hear it's made out of ammunition casings, don't get the wrong impression. It's very beautiful. Coming up next on the Buckmaster Show, we're joined our cleanup hitter, if you will, Brent Cooper, the executive director of the Green Beret Foundation. Stick around.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ben Buehler-Garcia sitting in for Bill Buckmaster here in the Green Things Socolow Village Studios. You know, you've already noticed, I think it's going to be 104 today. It's already heating up in Tucson. It's just the right time to plan a cool summer escape. How about a visit to our friends across the border at Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico? Their average high temperature in July is only 81 degrees. There's lots of things to do there. You can visit the historic downtown. You can check out the Gila National Wilderness. I personally recommend a visit to the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument and the Catwalk Recreation Area. For a complete listing of things to see and do and all the great places to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. We've been doing an all Memorial Day show today because I just feel strongly that folks seem to have forgotten what the purpose of that day is. And batting cleanup on this special Buckmaster Memorial Day show is Brent Cooper, the executive director of the Green Beret Foundation. Brent served with the 5th Special Forces Group. Brent, welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Ben, how you doing, man? Great to talk to you. Always good to talk to you.
Well, I'm going to start you off with a quiz.
Oh, boy.
Of all the high-speed, low-drag veterans that I could have had on this show, particularly to bat cleanup, why did I choose you, Brent?
Well, I would say that since 9/11, Green Berets have sustained the most casualties of any unit under the Special Operations umbrella. Am I right? Is that a good answer?
That's a better answer than I had in mind. But I'll tell you, the reason I wanted you in particular was you gave me an assignment not too long ago, and that was to attend the naming of a VA facility up in the Gilbert, the Phoenix area. And this was for a young man, Staff Sergeant Alexander Conrad. And so I'm there, and there's a bunch of his, I think it was 3rd Special Forces Group, maybe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brent. But a lot of Green Berets there in their dress uniforms, just ramrod straight, just good-looking young men, serious, you know, serious soldiers. And one of them crossed the compound, the parking lot, almost at a, not quite a run, but I could tell he had a mission in mind. He walked right up to me and reached out and shook my hand and said, "Hi, I'm Staff Sergeant," whatever it was. And I was with Alex when he died. And as a civilian, I'm thinking, that's a heck of an introduction. But in that one moment, that really brought focus to me the purpose of Memorial Day. That, as a civilian in particular, that just really struck me. And I'm grateful to you and the Green Beret Foundation for giving me that opportunity, that sort of slap in the face.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you going up there and representing the Green Beret Foundation. That's always an important task. I think, you know, we have a lot of ambassadors nationwide, and they're representatives of the Green Beret Foundation, whether they're Green Berets or civilians. You know, there are a enormous amount of individuals out there that are civilians that have a deep passion for supporting our mission. So, and you're one of them. So I appreciate that.
Well, it's truly it's an honor, Brent. But so I wanted to wrap up because I think of all the guests that I've had on this show today, I mean, you particularly being tip of the spear, I mean, you, such a high casualty rate, and not just in action. I mean, you all and your comrades are in a dangerous business even when you're training. And so the threat of giving one's life for their country is omnipresent whether we're in a full-blown shooting war or not.
Yeah, absolutely. At any given time, Green Berets are deployed to roughly 70, 80 countries worldwide. And although that, you know, the debacle of the Afghanistan pullout, which we don't need to talk about, but Green Berets are still deployed to various countries around the world still. So people don't really recognize that. They think just because Afghanistan's over that, you know, there's no more conflict, and that's just not accurate.
Well, and especially for Green Berets. Now, you know, like Alexander, his story, I mean, he was killed in Somalia. And I'd be willing to bet, Brent, that there's folks that are deployed to places that they don't talk about, we don't hear about, but nonetheless, they're out there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and talking about Memorial Day, you know, being a very we're going into a somber weekend. It's a somber holiday. You know, since 9/11 as well, we've got a wall of honor here at the Green Beret Foundation, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas. So it's already a pretty somber week with the events that happened in Texas. And our wall of honor here contains every killed in action Green Beret since 9/11. And it begins with Major Hogan, who died at the Pentagon, up until Javier Gutierrez from 7th Group, who died 2 years ago. There's 192 faces on that wall. And you can also see them on our website. We have a wall of honor on our website. That's 192 Green Berets that have died since 9/11. That's a staggering statistic. And so, you know, this Memorial Day, it's about those guys for us, specifically in our, you know, for us, the Green Beret Foundation, those guys in our community and their families.
Well, and even beyond that, that's the same number of families. And who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what one thing that really struck me, Brent, is at the memorial for Alex, his family was there, mom, dad, brother, sister. And for them, he had been killed, what I want to say, 4 years ago. But for them, you could just see in their faces and in their voice, that was just as fresh as if it had happened yesterday. And I guess what I'm hoping to achieve here today, sir, is for those of us who thankfully have not had that experience, to try and paint a picture or to, like I said, a little splash of cold water in the face so that those families do understand that for a lot of folks, Memorial Day can be everybody. And that drastic change, I mean, there's the obvious things, Brent, like the funeral or a memorial service. But then there's, particularly for service members with families, there's those little things that you know, graduations and proms and Little League championships, all that, they're missing from that now.
Yeah, those life events that everybody pictured were vanished in a split second. The life events are vanished. When I talk about 192 deaths, yeah, you look at the actual fallout and ripple effect of everybody affected in their families, brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, grandparents, right? We're talking thousands of people affected by this. And that's just those 192, obviously, you know, not talking about any other deaths, all the other deaths that occurred from every other branch as well. Significant.
Brent, last week, probably like everybody else in the country, I started to get my email messages from this company and that company about mattress sale or, you know, Home Depot or whatever it is. And, You know, I'm a very fair guy. Again, it's America. It's free. Do whatever you want. But what is your sense of what is your personal visceral reaction as someone who served, as someone who knows comrades that have been lost to Memorial Day? And what would be your recommendations, particularly for the civilians out there? I know there's no right way to do this, but if you were to just share one or two points, Brent, with the civilians out there, what would they be?
You bring up a great point, and that's a great question, Ben, because I know there's a lot of conflict between what's Memorial Day versus what's Veterans Day, right? Veterans Day, that's where you thank your veterans. Memorial Day, that's when you remember the fallen. But I think it's okay to have the barbecues, and it's okay to, you know, celebrate. But I think the focal point is you're doing it in remembrance of the fallen. You know, for me, having lost quite a few brothers in arms, I now strive to live a better life, live the life that they couldn't live, right? So I'm honoring their sacrifice by living as good as I can possibly live, if that kind of makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. And I've heard that from other veterans who say, not to repeat myself, but it's, you know, we these men and women gave their lives to preserve your rights to celebrate or not, however you wish. And that's okay.
Right.
But I will pound my soapbox one more time. I think all of us in this nation have a duty to pause for however long, however you choose to do so, and just think about that this weekend. And I'm guessing you'd echo that sentiment.
100% echo that statement. Just people make sure to remember the fallen, the sacrifices they made. That's what the Memorial Day is about.
And your website, greenberetfoundation.org, part of your mission is to support these families in those tragic moments, Brent, and so folks can help out with that mission too, can't they?
Yes, greenberetfoundation.org. We got a great website, explains all of our programs and services, as well as the ability to donate in multiple different ways and how to get involved.
As someone in the trenches still, do you think we can turn this aircraft carrier of people's perceptions of Memorial Day, Brent, or we just keep doing what we need to do?
I think we can. I'm very optimistic, and I think every year, you know, I still have family members reaching out to me and saying thank you for your service on Memorial Day, and I just politely correct them, and I let them know really what the day's about, and then I move on, and that's what I do with anybody else. Like, I don't get mad. I think people have good intentions. They just don't know. And so I think it's our duty to also educate them. And that's, you know, what you're doing on this platform is phenomenal. And people we talk to, it's just about educating people on what the day's all about.
Well, I tell you, the snarkiest response I ever heard came from a Navy SEAL. I happened to be standing next to him when someone made that mistake. And he said, "Don't thank me. I didn't die."
Yeah. Yeah. Puts things into perspective quickly.
Brent Cooper, Green Beret Foundation, thank you for spending some time with us today, and best wishes to you and your family to continued safe and long life, sir.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing your time with us, ladies and gentlemen. However you choose to observe Memorial Day, remember, there are 525,600 minutes in a year. The least each of us can do is sacrifice a minute to remember those who sacrifice the rest of their lives. You can find this podcast, share it, buckmastershow.com. Take care, Tucson.